women of color may see the biggest impacts of the end of Roe v. Wade. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, black women seek abortions more than three times as often as white women, and Hispanic women seek abortions almost twice as often. And Marie Benitez is the Senior Director of Government Relations at the National Latina Institute for Reproductive Justice. And Marie, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Rob, for having me. I'm excited to be on the show.
What are some of the reasons that women of color might be disproportionately impacted by the overturning of Roe?
I think this is a very important question to ask because it is our communities that historically face several structural barriers when accessing care in all of its forms. Right now, our communities are a significant disadvantage when we're talking about access to living wage jobs, to paid sick days, insurance coverage, affordable housing, and childcare. And when you put some of these systemic barriers into place and you imagine somebody just trying to get a clinic with these structural barriers, then you have a better understanding of why it is our communities, women of color, Latinas, Black women, Indigenous, AAPI communities, and working families are the most impacted. So, for example, if I'm somebody who's undocumented and is trying to get to a clinic that's past a checkpoint, I can't do that for fear of being deported. Or if I am somebody who has a job that's schedule is continuously changing, then I can't schedule the time that I need to go get the care that I need or even get sick days off or find somebody who's going to take care of my children. So all of these impact somebody just getting basic care. And we fundamentally believe that access to abortion care is a human right. So that is why our communities are the most impacted.
Can you talk about access to birth control in particular?
Yes. It is something that has a lot of history involved in it too. I wish that you can provide a direct answer here. But when it comes to contraception, do you have a doctor? Do you have a clinic nearby you? Can you afford the coverage that you have? So access to contraception varies across the country and varies across communities, and particularly within the Latina community. So as we all know, we're hearing from legislators, and we're even hearing from the anti-abortion movement, contraception, and even also hearing it from the judges from the Supreme Court, contraception is something that's also being considered as part of the table. So our bodily autonomies are constantly under attack. And when I talked about the history, raising that up, that we know that it's been constantly attacked because, for example, contraception and or sterilization have been something that also has been taken out of our hands, like through the histories of Puerto Rico, when it comes to contraception or forced sterilization. Or even recent stories in California in the prison system within there. Women are being forced to do things that they do not want to have done to their bodies. So in addition to these barriers, we have to ask these questions. Is this being done for me? Is this being forced upon me? Who do I trust? Where do I go? It becomes not only a change that needs to be happening systematically, but also we also need to have the conversations of culture shifting and shaping these policies so that people know they can get the care they need when they need it and when they want it.
We're talking to Ann Marie Benitez with the National Latina Institute for Reproductive Justice, looking at the impact of Roe v. Wade on women of color in particular. Ann Marie, I know we have disparities in Wisconsin and elsewhere when it comes to maternal mortality rates, based on race. What kind of things do you see around the country?
Yeah, and particularly also we have, so to take a step back, National Latina Institute for Reproductive Justice, we have folks on the ground in Virginia, in Florida, in New York, and in Texas. And we have seen in Texas, those numbers are just abysmal in terms of accessing care and the maternal mortality rates there. And it's because women's health hasn't been centralized. Women's health hasn't been prioritized. We hear all of these fights and attacks when it comes to abortion, but it's all interrelated. It's all reproductive health care services because it is health care. So if you look at states in which there are abortion bans, you will see also that there is negative access to reproductive health care. You will see an impact on maternal mortality. You will see that because once you attack one system, one component of reproductive health care, you're impacting the full structure. And that's what we're facing here. And that's why we constantly are fighting for what we say, salud, dignidad, y justicia, which is health, dignity, and justice for all to access care.
Given that Roe v. Wade has been overturned, abortion bans are kicking in Wisconsin and other states around the country, apart from advocating for that to change, what kind of things are you at the Latina Institute for Reproductive Justice doing to try to help women in those states?
Yeah, one of my key messages that I like to lift up is, you know, when you even just looking at the maps and seeing how abortion is becoming illegal in several states, in these times, it's easy to get lost and to lose hope. But I would urge that now is the time to get yourself included and involved and look for opportunities locally to get involved, because this is going to be a multi-pronged effort. Like I said, there's systematic changes that need to happen, healthcare changes that need to be happening, and lots of conversations that need to be happening. So now's the time to mobilize and get involved. And actually, many people don't know who their local state legislators are. Find out who they are. State sessions are coming up in January of 2023. And find out who they are. Vote so you can have an influence of who they're going to be. This is the time to get involved and to get educated. One place to go is our website, which is latinainstitute.org. And you can follow us on our social media channels as well if you're interested in getting plugged in and learning more about this issue.
Apart from abortion laws in particular, Anne Marie, just in our last minute, what other things, what maybe investments would you see being helpful for providing better reproductive care for women of color?
I wish there was one answer, you know, this is how you do it and this is how we need to do it. But I'm going to go back to it's truly a multi-pronged effort. And if we really see abortion as part of reproductive health care and really focus towards a vision where each person has bodily autonomy, period, that is what we need to be working on and supporting policies in place that will accomplish that. So it shouldn't matter where you live, who you are, your immigration status. It's about full bodily autonomy.
Anne Marie, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for your time and energy.
That's Anne Marie Benitez, Senior Director of Government Relations at the National Latina Institute for Reproductive Justice, with us today looking at the lack of access to health services for women of color and why the end of Roe v. Wade could have a particularly big impact on them.